So welcome to Performance Radio, and from Performance Radio today, present is Janina, myself, and
Mira.
And then if you could introduce yourself.
Surur.
Surur?
Yeah.
Really lots of thanks for your beautiful work that we've just seen here in Stoa at Helsinki. We've seen your piece Savusum.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce
it?
Yeah, Savusun. Okay. And how we started at Performance Radio, Esitys Radio, is that we always ask the artist to describe the work for someone who hasn't seen it. So that when they listen to the podcast, if they haven't seen your work, they have a little bit of a hold of what it is about or what's there, how is the setup, what does it deal with? Just in your own words, how you would describe it?
Yeah, the piece happens in a very dark space, which is like dark but very light also. It's like a sort of darkness with a lot of shine, and it's very like dead. There is no kind of scenography things. It's super minimal, and there's actually nothing on the stage, and then do you want to be in that I describe everything happen
or how you like
way, it's like dealing in between like emotions, how also we could activize the emotions through movement, not through emotions, you know. I worked a lot about this because I was also super interested, you know, when you are like we have all some kind of very special things that we like to do and we are super good to do. I think I was always super good to doing the movement with my face, you know. I name movement because it's not emotion, it's not, you know, it's just movement who could activate the emotions. That was something I was like interested to this, like to explore a little bit more, because Savushman is mostly about emotions. It's about particular, it's about sorrow and mourning, you know, and how to say, suffer, and this kind of emotions who are like very involved in my culture. My background culture is very we have a lot of we give a lot of importance to emotions, mostly maybe to sad emotions like sorrow and things like that, because it's not just it's the historical things, you know, and it's historical things of a population who are never satisfied with what happens in their country and what happens in the Middle East and what I don't know. It's also a lot of things about losing people because of the war and or the other reason. For me personally, I was I created this when I was like you know, when you are a queer person, transgender person, you have to struggle a lot about what the people around you how the people around you think about you, how they are accepting you, you know, you have a lot of a struggle about it, which is, and then it becomes super, like, intense, because it's, somehow it can become something super, super important, actually, you know, and which is like, it is sometimes out of the control, you know, because it's just that you are a transgender person, everything, it's like everybody like just is crossing your limits, and after a while you think you see that actually you know everybody had like the limit or how to say the border, and you don't have, because everybody just come to your border, and you know, because you are a transgender person, they can say you everything, you know, the things like that. And yeah, you know, this struggling a lot about this kind of things, also how to deal with the emotions, because actually you can be very easily overwhelmed because of these things, because also, so it's also the piece I struggled a lot about this kind of questions, also the question of lose, not like losing something, how to say, to change, because when you are changing, you are losing something, and you are like going through something new, and it's also about how you can also transition, not just yourself or your body or I don't know, or like just socially or something, how also you are or you are doing this transition about your environment, the people who are around you, the things, everything is changing, also the history and the history of and your culture. Yeah, you know, I have a background which is like maybe super different from the point of view that I see today the things. It's not related about to be conscious about something or not, it's just related to having a different experience about things, you know. And yeah, salvation was like creating in this phase. It's important for me to say that because all people or all sisters are struggling with something when they are in the phase of creation something, but actually it could be very indifferent and super maybe more intense for the queer people or the trans people who are struggling also with a very premier, very like very basic things. And salvation is about somehow it's related to the question of discrimination, but through something very religious, because salvation it's inspired by a mourning ceremony. Mourning ceremonies in Iran are now, right now, they are very related to the Islam. But there is a kind of mourning ceremonies which is super theatrical, and you just, it's like about representing a story of war which happens in the Islamic like very very years, like 1000 something years ago, and which is super important in Islam, and we are doing like this kind of carnival every year during 1 month, and we are like somehow celebrating this memorial things from the 1000 something. And but you know, I was like trying to find a way to see this cultural background, which is like separated from what's going on exactly about the religion in Iran, because also I really believe that being Muslim, it's not what we are doing in Iran, you know, and like the way that the government is like pushing people to be like performing some kind of being Muslim, it's not like the real religion, it's something else. So, and I was trying to find a way to look at this kind of cultural things through, how to say, through a deconstructed way, the way we are looking to this kind of things, you know, who are related to religion. And yeah, the Savushun, it's as I said, it's inspired by the ceremony which is Ta'ziyeh, and Ta'ziyeh was a pre-Islamic ceremony, and it was not related to religion. It was something related to history or something that we don't know actually if it happens, or it's just like a kind of, how to say, legend. Yeah, we are not sure if it's a real thing or legend things.
Yeah,
which is super interesting for me, because there's a something that she is like a very spiritual things, that it's not related to something very material or like super important, like a religion or something like that, but it's like something that you don't know if it happens or not, but it's nice to do. And yeah, so it's like related to this, it was for me super interesting to see also how our practices or our how to say, our cultural background after some kind of century also transition to something else, because it was pre-Islamic, it was not religious, but they just
reappropriate.
So yeah, and it was for me interesting to work on it and say that you can put whatever meaning you want to in whatever you want, and it's fine. And it's like let's just change the way we are looking at them, and yeah, to play a little bit more with them. This is not very possible, I think, but I try to find a way to. And also, you know, I was because it's super that was also because it was for me important, because pre-Islamic it was like not religious, but after 1000 something years ago, being Muslim was like, I talk about it about Iran, not about Europe, because being Muslim in Europe is actually minority, but in Iran being Muslim is not minority, you know, because we are obliged to be Muslim, and it's something related to that. But 1000 something years ago, being Muslim was the Muslim were minority, and they were super like discriminated from everything, and this culture is somehow from also there, why this kind of ceremony of like representing something super like painful, suffering or something, becomes important, because they that was the way that you, they could carry the history, you know, and to take it alive, which is super interesting for me. And I that was one of the reason I was sure that I would like exactly work about it, because today we just forgot all this pointed that where these ceremonies are from and why we are carrying the things like that. And I tried to how to say, to play with them and find a way to transform them to a kind of queer ceremony, you know, which is like a new version of something that you believed, but some kind of reappropriating this kind of things, this ceremony. And it's also because it's super important, because for me the question of emotion is at the moment super important also in the queer scene, because I try to not use the queer word, but I cannot find something else to describe, so I can't, you know, to use it, even if I don't like it. But you know, there is the question of emotions, which is like, I think we just forgot that it's super important, something about the like care. It's something related to care about the emotions of each other, because as we are living something of discrimination or more and less, you know, it depends also in this, all these boxes where you are. Sometimes you are more discriminated, sometimes you are actually not, but you continue to be considered as a part of minority. And yeah, and the question of emotion was super important, how also we can express our emotion and how important it is. It was also one of another point about these ceremonies, because these ceremonies are about expressed emotions, and which is also in Iran, the ceremonies are mostly practiced by male cisgender men, because it's also about being in public space and crossing some kind of boundaries. So it's the practicing mostly with cisgender men, and it's interesting also to say that, yeah, actually it's a way to that they express and they show their vulnerability somehow through this kind of ceremonies, which could happen maybe once per year, but it's important to say that it's something super important, and it's super, it's touching, and it's something super touching. And how also we can put more important on these aspects to say that it's important for that, maybe, and we have to focus mostly about how also we can build this kind of importance through through these cultural things, the things, I'm sorry. Yeah, to find also these kind of things who are actually super like important to care, you know, actually. The way that the ceremonies are practicing in Iran is not maybe super like interesting, but you know, there is some kind of aspect or some kind of things that happens super important, I think. So that was a little bit about.
I have a further question on when you were saying that these spaces, even if they happen once a year, maybe it's important for the people to have that space still, and in like especially relating to vulnerability, to be able to show that or to have a space for it. Yeah. I'm wondering, because you're speaking about this performance as a ritual, so it means you're going through this ritual yourself, or we are going through it together, and we as a performer and audience, we are in it together. But I'm wondering, how does it feel if that is, or whether if it is also how you view it, that you then have to show the vulnerability. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to say that word again today in the correct way. So how is it to make that space and then require that from yourself to bring it to the ritual? Or do you see it in some other way, that it's a performance and it might appear or it might not appear and it's not compulsory, it doesn't have to happen, but it can? Or then is it something that you really have to be ready to bring to the situation?
I think that the way that the vulnerability is important for me in my work, it's not to showing the vulnerability, it's not also to create the vulnerability, it's just that I think I'm a person who has something with me, and I recognize that in my work there is something about being like, it's also the situation of it's something very personal, it's also the situation of being like the experience of being in this situation a lot of time in your life, and it becomes a part of you. It's not like about being weak or something like that, it's just that it's a way of existing with the coexisting, which is like which is not at all about weakness or not about not being able to take position. It's just a way to consider that there is something maybe that we don't care about it. Now, I don't know how to say it. Because when you go to see the shows, it's all about being super spectacular, super perfect, and sometimes I never mind that much be perfect, but I think about being perfect, you know, because I'm a Virgo. I cannot don't.
Oh, my condolences. Like sorry, my mom is a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah,
well.
I that.
I'm there with you.
Yeah,
I'm a Virgo.
Oh my god. It's painful, but.
Also for the others.
Yeah, for the others. Super. Now it becomes too much. When I was younger, it was not very. I find that at the moment it's too much. I'm like, oh my god, I have this.
Working in the arts, I suppose it's not supporting.
Yeah, not
like
supporting.
The turn of for something else.
Because it's also nobody is never satisfied
yes.
from outside, and you,
you're never ready.
And you are like, oh, what the fuck? also, it's the things. It's about to not being fit in a like not being. Not, I feel fit, but you know, everything could just say you that you are not fit in the society. That's also the things of you are like, okay, I don't care about it. I never can change it. And it's like, okay, you know, that's also the things about the vulnerability. It's that there's something who is not maybe perfect about what the people are asking for, but you are like, you are perfect, and that's the for me the vulnerability is about this difference that you feel that you are super powerful, but everybody thinks that you are super weak because you are not fit in the society. That's the for me that's the vulnerability, and I think also my work and my presence in the stage somehow it's also about this, you know, about this challenge of. I know what are you. What you want to see, but you know, but I'm not here to show you. Or you know, sometimes I show what you want, but sometimes that's no. You know that you can't. And yeah.
The structures in our Western societies are extremely narrow.
Yeah.
So the fact that you don't fit in is no wonder, because the expectations are extremely binary and narrow. I don't know who makes them up or why they don't shift when we're already so much beyond that. But of course it makes people vulnerable to try to fit in. extremely hard to fit in. You made sort of a beautiful dialogue in the piece between war and sex or sexuality, erotism. Can you talk a little bit about this combination and what you think about it?
Yeah, I think it's something also super important about this project for me, because the relation also between the what happens like 40 something years ago with the war in Iran, and also the ceremonies, because also the fact that the ceremonies are super important in Iran, I think it's related to some kind of emotion who never have been expressed somehow, and the people used to do this kind of ceremonies, also to practice in this kind of ceremonies, because it helps to express some kind of sadness or you know, because there is a war happens in Iran, many people were we were losing many people, and after the war I think we never find a moment in our society to really recognize what happens, because after the war there was censorship and you cannot really talk about the war in Iran in a way that it's a reality, you know. The war in Iran is really considered as something very holy things that you cannot really talk about, some kind of
sacred.
Actually, everybody know what happens in a war, you know, everybody, it's something that...
Sorry, do I remember correctly that it was a civil war?
No, it was a war between Iran and Iraq.
Oh yes, so that it could be also it could, in this, it, how it comes out in this piece.
Well, you know, the Iranian and the Iraqi people are not that much different, even about the background culture, about being Muslim, so it could be a civil war, you know, because it's just the border in between, otherwise you cannot really recognize that I'm from Iraq or I'm from Iran, you know, because I'm also from the south of Iran, which is like very close to the to Iran. So it's also about this that the question of war. It's also about to talk about some kind of things that we never said about the war in Iran, and also how it's related to the to these ceremonies. About something historical about Iran, and also it's related to the ceremonies about something historical about the religion, because the ceremonies also are after the ceremonies are celebrating something of the mourning of peoples who were killed during a war 1,000 something years ago. And so there is also this relationship, and there is also some kind of in this text there is some kind of relationship between war and the relationship between masculinity and sexuality of and the relationship between sexuality and masculinity, how it's
and it somewhat expresses that the part of masculine sexuality that is not expressed at war, right? You manage to point out things that are not apparent, or we usually don't see when we look at the cis male, for example, fighting. We forget this vulnerability, and we forget the sort of extent of masculinity.
Yeah.
And you do that really beautifully there.
I think for me it was super important also to talk about the masculinity through even the homosexuality, because it's something that there is not many people talking about it, or because we actually in our society we don't have safe space to talk about these kind of things. When you are like I think sometimes the people are super scared about me because I'm a transgender person who is not very accepted in a cis homo, like gay scene. So they consider when I'm pushing like some questions about their practices and the way that they are practicing their masculinity or accepting the people, like the queer people, they always think that I'm homosexual, I'm like homophobe, you know, which is super transphobic, because that means you don't accept me, that I could also be a part of you, you know, I'm not out of you, I'm a part of you, but I'm like putting question as normal. So sometimes my I think my work is rejected because of that. Mm-hmm. Because I'm putting some kind of question about something which is not okay to say. And also sometimes the people think that this text is super weird because they are just the cis heterosexual people who think that, wow, what happens, you know, there is a lot of things to deal and they don't understand what's my position, you know, and they just get lost. And I had a lot of like people, the curators or from festivals, they were like, the text is super bad, and I'm like, wow, I love this text. I think that's the most important thing in this. Do you have sure? Okay. yeah, I think for me it was also important to talk about masculinity even through like something general, not just questioning about the masculinity through like cis heterosexual normativity, also in how this masculinity, it's exactly the same things happens in like cis, how the gay cis gay people with their privilege, they are practicing exactly the same kind of masculinity that the cis heterosexual people.
I found it really great in the text because you are addressing it, you are speaking to someone directly in the work, and it becomes blurrier and blurrier all the time who that person is and what the relationship is. And then because you are speaking as you, you're saying you, or the text that was translated, because you're speaking in French, which I do not yet speak, so I'm reading the English text, and in that I am sometimes reading as it is for me. So then I really enjoyed this blurriness of who are you speaking to or with, and what's the situation of the fantasy that you're describing. Yeah, it was really fun. Imagine like having many possibilities there. I want to also ask about what you mentioned before. Like how do you, or maybe you answered it a bit already, but how then is making a solo a way to define the space for yourself and to really not consider anyone's acceptance or to how do you feel about
doing a solo?
Yeah, doing a solo, and then like in relation to what you were saying about having a space or not having representation or all this.
I think I think it's something very like really intimate. Intimate in this project and in something that I cannot really share with everybody. How to say, I cannot, there is something that I cannot really share with it's super important to understand who, with who I can share this on the stage, you know. That's also, that's, is it the answer of your question in this way? You answered why it's like a solo and
I'm wondering, like, because you were saying that it's these are my interpretation of what I heard of you. You were saying that there are spaces that are hostile or not understanding of queer people, for example. So I'm wondering, how does the form of a solo either resolve that question, because you're the only body on stage, mm-hmm. you are the one creating the norm, because you're the only one there, or then does it create further questions, or mm-hmm. Does it complicate your taking a space, or making a space for yourself?
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe this is not a relevant question in your work.
I think that at some point it was important that it's a solo, because I was at some point I was feeling super safe with myself.
Great, congratulations. Also, that's not an obvious thing. It's also terrifying and daunting.
So I was
good,
like,
for you.
And that was the things also, you know, there's some kind of things that I cannot share with the other people, you know, the reason why I'm doing this or why I'm doing that. Sometimes you cannot really explain. Maybe you can share with the person with some kind of more close background to you, but it's also super difficult. I think at the moment the question of sharing things with the people and being like collaborating or something like that, for me it's super super intense, because I recognize that I become super somehow complicated about this and super unsafe, because you know you are always like, I don't know, I don't want to say that it's because I'm transgender, but I think it's super related to that, because as you are like a person who is always questioning about the different privileges, you, in your work you can always like being super also face of this question. Sometimes it could be super hard, because you know in our scene it's super super hard being like a part of minority. I think for me it's super suffering to be always the only transgender person in a festival, or being always the only transgender person in our group. You know, I'm working with cisgender people, sometimes they just don't understand me and they just think that I'm bitch. But I'm bitch, but there is a reason that I'm bitch, you know. I cannot sometimes mind about some kind of things, because I'm just, it's over, you know. I cannot, because my life is not easy, you know. I was talking about the people who is like she's the producer of my project, and she was super worried about me, because all the things this happens this last time, it's just super like worrying. I'm also worried for myself, but you know, that's my life, I cannot change it. It's like that, I'm to continue to work. Sometimes I can just not deal with some kind of things. And if you don't understand, it's just because that you never had it. You know, that's the things. I think for me also in work, there's some points that I just cannot share some kind of things with the other people, because I think that there is some kind of I have to explain something super intimate, or I have to, something is super obvious for you, but for the other people are like, and you have to explain why this, why that, and in the end you are like just telling over your whole like life to say that, you know, it's super important that sometimes it's not very easy to find a person with who you can really share things. Even, you know, sometimes I'm not accepted in a by other transgender persons, because I'm super feminine, and then, you know, it's something also they are like, you are not clear what are you doing, you know, you are not, yeah. So I'm somehow also, you are like, you are, because when you create a world, you put the things that you things are interesting and important. And sometimes there is some kind of things who don't go in a box of being a trans man, you know, and you are like, but you know, it's okay. I don't have to always like, check the boxes, check that it's like, I have to do that, I have to be valid, you know. Even as a transgender person, always the people are like, you know, when there's a little detail is going out of the box, everybody's like, look, I think maybe you are dysphoric or something, you know, or maybe you have a problem with yourself, maybe you are not accepting your masculinity, maybe you are not accepting your femininity, or maybe, you know.
Yeah, you need to be ready to defend your position.
Yeah, and you are like, I'm fine. So there is this kind of things. I had also some kind of experience in my work to trying to share something, but it's super suffering sometimes. It's like, okay, it's not possible. Because also the people who are always, you know, when you work, you are supported by some places or some peoples. And, you know, sometimes I said myself, maybe I'm always super overthinking about the gender of people or their sexuality, but I'm not overthinking. That's the reality. The reason that the person is supporting your work is something super related, because you are maybe in their box or not. You know, it's always something about it. And sometimes it's sometimes you are working with some people who are supported but by some kind of people who are not accepting you, and they are transphobic, you know. And it's super, 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 like, super violent, because you are there, but for them you are not there actually. They are supporting your work because you are collaborating with someone that they like, and you are like, okay. So there is this, all these things. It's super complex, I think.
When did you make Savushun?
It's 2 years ago.
2 years ago. And where are you at now? Have you made work in between, or are you making something now?
I'm working on a project now. The premiere is in May, and in a collaboration with someone else, and yeah, now we are in a creation things.
Great. Is that in Paris that you're working on that?
No, the premiere is in Brussels, mm-hmm. But we are working like in different countries, like we were in Berlin, in Brussels, in Paris, we will be in Italy or
And may I ask what you are dealing with there? Is it around similar questions, or what are you looking into?
The project, the name of project is Mowgli. Mowgli is like actually Mowgli is a personage, is a character of cartoon, which is super like known in France. And this character is a person of color who is living in a jungle, and it's something in between, like he is like dealing in between, like being considered as animal or being considered as human, you know. Nobody's like, between animals he's human, and between human he's animal. So there is something about this question with his super this complication, and also it's about the piece. I'm collaborating with a visual and performance artist who's also a person of color. We are two brown person with a Muslim background living in France, and we are mostly questioning about what it means actually, and the relationship also to with this Mukli, and also there is we are working on a we are inspired by the by a rap band, which is also they use a lot this culture of the culture of like some like cartoons that it's like their childhood, which is like Mowgli and also like Lion King and these kind of things also who is they are part of culture of the people of color in
there's two of you on stage as well, or
Now we are talking about it because it was a little bit like complicated about the question who is like if we are both on the stage or it's just me on the stage, because also we are from two different backgrounds, on from dance and performance, but he's mostly about from like contemporary art scene, which is totally different the way that which is super nice because I could feel more safe about some kind of question about spectacularity or something like that, but at the same time it could be super complicated because also fine arts it's super different and you are like okay you are sure okay you know it's like something in between. It's not, I think the way that I would like to work, it's not like very, it's in between maybe two different fields. I'm not angry with that, I'm not angry with this, because also in fine art you are you have to do a performance like next week and you rehearse like the day before, or the you know the, you don't have a repetition, you don't have a process to so we are now we are challenging too much with this because I'm always like taking time, process, because that's the way I'm working. But he's like, no, he thinks that I'm super like, how to say, scary, you know. But I'm not.
Dance is so slow.
Yeah.
Like it takes so much time. It's always like I'm reminded by it when I work with someone from another practice.
Yeah.
It like it's incredible how slow it is and how much time together it takes. But that's also like that's also the great thing that would like that like from being together potentially like the work will get so much extra information and like something that you can't have without spending that time.
Yeah, that's, like, that's
yeah, super special.
It's super special. I think also it's super important. Maybe with dance we are taking too much time, but I think it's related to some kind of economical questions also. The way we are working, it's more, it's for me something more important because, you know, it's also something, it's not going to this somehow. You know, it's also this, you know, the dance scene is super capitalist, but it's a little bit because of this process of taking time, it's a little bit far away. But I think the way that the in the art scene, like they are like working, it's scary. It's like, oh, okay,
yeah,
you don't, you have nothing. You have to work with nothing. You are paying really bad. And you have to like give your ideas in 1 week, and then you know you don't have to rehearse or something. You
yeah.
come and you do, and it's super. You know, it's always everybody's super.
And you need
satisfied.
To be intimate and vulnerable, and we need to do it quick and sell it fast.
Yeah, and everybody is super satisfied in the end. You know. know, you, everybody. And I'm like, wow, actually it's super easy to be satisfied. But I mean, dance, you take times and every day you are not satisfied.
Yeah.
In the end, you are not satisfied, nobody's satisfied.
You will never be ready.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, yes. Wrong practice chosen.
Well, I'm also thinking how we can find a way in between, you know, not being that much like in the process and not, never being satisfied. Because now with my Virgo things, I like.
Yeah, you have a lot of practice in not being satisfied.
Yeah, it's too much. Now I try to always say, don't care about this. You know, it's okay, it's fine, don't care, it's okay.
Yeah. My mantra sometimes when working intensively is like, it doesn't matter. It's a performance. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't do much, but yeah, I try.
Yeah, it's something to,
Do you still have performances coming up with Savushun or?
With Savushun, actually I cannot remember. I think it's after May. Now, till May, the premiere of my movie, no, it is not.
How do you find it returning to it?
I think it was, for me, there was something new. I was like more, the last time I was performing Savushun, I was more, less confident with what I was doing. But this time I was super confident, I think, about it. Because I think the process of the other works also, I understand and understood that I'm never satisfied. And that's the problem, you know, somehow. Mm. And I have to deal with it and I have to try to be happy with what I'm doing because it's super important and yeah. So I think this time it was fresh and I was like with this all this experience from my because also it's important for me now I'm collaborating with someone with different practices, even if it's like super like difficult, but I understand also some kind of things that I couldn't understand alone in the studio with myself and trying to find a way to go out because the process is always super suffering and you're like never.
That's incredible. That's amazing that we share this thing of like working extremely hard for very long and really like digging for the thing and then going until the perfection and then it's ready and you still and then you premiere it and then you go home ashamed because it was really shit even if everybody loved it. And then maybe like a year later when you dare to watch the video, like, and then maybe it wasn't that bad, you know, like when you get a bit of distance, you're maybe able to give yourself a bit of love.
Yeah, I think it's about a year or a year and a half, like the time scale when you can be like, oh, wow, I was so good then. Well, not maybe to that extreme, but like, yes, this was like...
This was not
at one point I knew what I was doing, but it's always in retrospect. It's a bit similar to looking at yourself in photos, like, oh wow, I look young. to be satisfied.
Yeah.
Try dance, yes.
Now what do you put yourself through? I know you had a workshop yesterday with here in Helsinki, which I'm ashamed to have missed, but what sort of tasks what do you practice?
Yeah. The practice, it's always things that I like. It's always the things related to what I would try to. And I create, like everybody else. For Savushun, I think the workshop of yesterday was not exactly the things that I did during the process of Savushun. Maybe it's the things that I explored and I learned or I tried to do later or for another process of another project. Yeah, you know, I don't have a very technical, I don't have actually any technical education, which is super important for me and interesting. I'm so happy and glad that I didn't do that. So that's also the thing, sometimes makes me a little bit not enoughly confident, because I'm like, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Because also in Europe, when you are working, everybody had some kind of education, perfect education, and you are like, oh, like, but yeah. So the practices of yesterday was like this, but during the Sabushun, I was like mostly seeing a lot of videos of people doing ceremonies. Because it's super physical, you know, the end of Sabushun is some kind of super inspired by something of the ceremonies during that the people are doing super simple, minimalistic gesture, but it's super interesting because as every kind of like ceremonies, there's not a technique called things to do, and everybody find a way to do, and it's super nice because yeah, when you see the videos, everybody's doing that related to their bodies and their physicality and the way. That's I tried a lot to find a way to do some kind of choreographic things about the gestures, but it was not very possible. It was super difficult because I was super like inside it, because it's a part of my culture and that I hated all the time, and I couldn't really find a way to look at it differently. And it was not very easy because you also know all the details about it, so you cannot get a distance or
like
something.
An objective.
Mm-hmm.
So it was super super difficult, and in the end I found some kind of practices who are related to this kind of gesture and the rhythm, which is super important also. Also the practices around the dance of facial dance. Also, when I work, it's sometimes not also, it's also my sexuality, it's super like the practices from the things that I do, like in intimacy, but I try to find a way to being able to share them through my work, you know, to not, you know, it's like the part with the candles, that's something that I do, and I'm super confident about it, and I thought that it makes sense to bring it in this project. And also, you know, the things that I practice sometimes, it's like this kind of super intimate things, but I try to find a way to share them, and like in Farsi, also my project before the things that the project was I was like about 2 years, it was in the beginning of my hormonal transition, and I was always super super like my libido was super high, and I had a very intense sexuality, and I think the project really happens through all my experiences with my sexuality, but I brought them to the performance. And sometimes it's like the things of my life, everyday life, and the things that I practice every day. And sometimes it's like something from sexuality. The workshop of yesterday, it's something super related to activating the anus sphincters, which is like also super related to my sexuality somehow. But you know, I think it's super important for me to share this kind of things, because it's it's shifted the way that you see your body and you use your body, you know, and it, because also it could have different layers, because it's not just about sexuality, it's about your everyday life. It's an organ like your mouth, like your tongue or something, and in this like Western society, it's always like super, you don't have to really talk about it, or in Iran also too, because now after revolution we don't really talk about this kind of things, but our culture is not that just 50 years, it's also the things behind. And I think, yeah, for me personally it's super important to find a way to share this kind of intimate things in a public space, and to just say that it's okay, it's fine, you know. It's that's also in the practices that I shared yesterday, because it's important for me. I don't know if it makes sense that I continue.
If you like, please. Yeah. It's nice to listen to you.
Because it's important for me as a like sometimes these kind of practices have a different layers. One of the layers even could be like the self-defense, which is like when you know your how your sphincter works out, you know, you are more confident about, you know, even if it's like a defense, because you can, how to say, if there is when I was young, I had a rape.
Mm.
So that's also why I think this kind of things is super important to be shared, because when you know, even with your sexual organ, you can define yourself, you are more confident about it, and you are more like you don't feel weak, and you don't feel that your sexual organ are fragile or weak or something. So it's also these things that you even it could be something that you can take some kind of conscious about your body, about your body as like something that not related like to sexuality or something, it's just about your body, or even about your sexuality, or after about dance, because dance also, it's that, it's your body, it's also your body is connected to your sexuality, to your social life, to your gender, to your So I think for me these kind of practices are super important to be shared, to just put question about this kind of way to deal with things. I'm a little bit lost. You know, the things that it's like, how to say, we have a, in Western countries, we have a very strong culture of talking always about the psychological things, you know, to relate everything to psychological fucking things, your sexuality, your gender, your body, you're related with this, you're related with that, because of this, because of that. I think dance is like, and these kind of practices are the things that show you, actually, it's your body, it's not always related to your, like, you know, when you do that, that makes you feel that, so maybe you like it, so it's not, you know, you don't have overthink about everything that, why, I don't know, your sexuality is like this, why your sexuality is, I think it's also important because of this, to be shared, because in also queer scene, or also in a minority scene, there is not enough of access to these kind of things. also as I know, like because it's also a privilege to having access in this kind of practices, or to this kind of way of thinking about things, which is like far away from what's society and what's
No, it feels also in a dance context like it's a shift of power to be told what to do with your body or to pay attention to, because it's all quite mundane that, okay, someone tells me, oh, I need to have a stronger core or whatever. Like, it's quite mundane, but it does hold power that someone is telling me that I need to use this part of my body in a particular way or pay attention to it in a particular way. So I think just, having like a broader environment to investigate or to have other people from other perspectives telling others or guiding them through their bodies, like that definitely is a shift of power just in itself.
Mm. That's also why it's important to have to be like away from this kind of like normative dance techniques, because they are also for contemporary dance, it's very vast. It's super like huge, the things that you can like build up your technical approach. But even this, I think, to having like some kind of a specific technical approach in like education contemporary, it's also bring you to this kind of way of thinking about things, because you are also, after a while, you are a part of some kind of normativity. You are using your body in some kind of normative way, which is also the same that you are using your body in some kind of normative way in your sexuality, in kind of normative way related to way that you express your gender or something like that. So I think it's
But it is really fascinating because it does feel really mundane. Like, I'm imagining now like all the funny ways we could dance in and people would watch it seriously if somebody had decided differently. Like, yes, this dance only happens when you walk on your hands or whatever. Like, yeah, I'm very entertained.
Yeah. I'm afraid we're running out of time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have to move here.
Yeah. But is there something else you would like to say, still, Surur?
No, I think it's okay, I'm fine. I have a lot of things to say.
I have to sometimes stop myself because I'm like, oh, okay.
Next time, after we see Mowgli, then we talk more.
Yes, I hope Mowgli comes here.
Yeah,
it'll be really lovely to see you again and new work. Thank you so much. This was an extremely beautiful moment that you shared with us, both on stage and here backstage.
Yes. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.